My brothers and sisters, our topic today is Restoring the City of God. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2. In Revelation chapter 21 and 22, we see a glorious vision of a great city, the New Jerusalem. This city portrays the consummation of God's eternal purpose through the ages, the full expression of Jesus Christ in His church, His bride. The old Jerusalem was but a shadow and symbol of this heavenly Jerusalem. The old Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, the only kingdom that God had thus far established on the earth. It was called the City of David, since within its walls were the throne of David and the tabernacle of David. For King David not only made Jerusalem the royal city from which he ruled, he also made it the holy city by installing God's Ark of the Covenant on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the city of God. This is the heavenly city whose architect and builder is God, and whose foundation is Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. This divine city is the body and bride of Christ, the church of the living God. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the city of the living God, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 and 23. Jesus the Messiah King is the fulfillment of God's covenant with David. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7 and Luke chapter 1, verse 31 through 33. For the throne of David foreshadowed Christ's sovereignty over His church, and the tabernacle of David foreshadowed Christ's presence in His church. God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. When God's people were not faithful to Him, the city of David was overrun by its enemies, and its foundations and walls fell into ruin. Just as the old Jerusalem was destroyed, the new Jerusalem, the church of the living God, also fell into ruin. Within just a few generations after our Lord ascended to heaven, the church began to lose its spiritual connection to Christ, its sovereign head. Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. More concerned with outward order and form than the reality of Christ's sovereign presence, the city of God fell into disrepair. Its spiritual foundations and walls finally collapsed and lay desolate for centuries. Yet God has always preserved for Himself a remnant of survivors or overcomers. After a long period of physical desolation, God raised up Ezra and Nehemiah from His band of faithful survivors to rebuild the old Jerusalem. In the same way, God is raising up His body of overcomers to restore the new Jerusalem. In the first century, the Apostle James addressed the Council of Jerusalem to this end. With this, the words of the prophets agree. Just as it is written, after these things I will return, and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen, and I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it. Amos chapter 9, verse 11, and Acts chapter 15, verse 15 and 16. Isaiah also prophesied of this glorious restoration. Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets in which to dwell. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12, and chapter 61, verse 4. In restoration, the foundation has the priority. Everything else in the city, its walls, its gates, and its streets, rests on its foundation. If the foundation is not properly laid, everything else is askew. 5 centuries ago, God began to restore his beloved city, his church, when he gave divine revelation to Martin Luther that the just are saved by faith. The foundation of justification by faith in Christ and his completed work on the cross began to be laid anew. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Since then, much has been added to this beginning foundation to rebuild the church. However, the church's complete foundation has not yet been fully restored. Because we have built on an incomplete foundation, the entire structure is now at risk. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 through 13. The city's walls may outwardly appear impressive, but they are inwardly compromised and weak. God's watchmen, his prophets, are now warning the city to restore its ancient foundation. Otherwise, its walls will be breached and overrun by the enemy. What crucial part of God's sure foundation is missing? For the past 500 years, the church has acted on only half of the gospel. The just are saved by faith. Yet the whole gospel is, the just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. God's people know they are saved by faith, but they do not know how to live the overcoming Christian life by faith. Yet Christ's death on the cross not only provided us salvation by faith, his death also provided us sanctification by faith. For Christ not only died to forgive us from the penalty of our sins, he also died to deliver us from the power of sin by removing our sinful nature. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. God's people need to believe not only that Christ has died for their sins, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, they also need to believe and act on the biblical truth that they have died with Christ, Romans chapter 6, verse 8. They need to know, believe, and act that they are no longer slaves to sin, Romans chapter 6, verse 7. Then they will not try to live as Christians by the best of their natural ability and mistake their self-effort for biblical faith, Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. In ancient times, the prophet Daniel effectively interceded for the old Jerusalem when God revealed the city's restoration was close at hand. In these last days, God's watchmen are sounding the trumpet once again to restore the full foundation of the new Jerusalem, the bride of Christ. When God's faithful remnant believe and act on the truth that they have died with Christ, they will overcome the world by the power of Christ who indwells them. Then Jesus Christ will triumphantly return for his holy bride, the glorious city of God. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 through 16, and chapter 21, verse 2 through 11. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6 through 8. www.christcrucified.info